Welcome to GLT's Talkin' Blues. I'm John Norton. My guest for the next 30 minutes is E.G. Kite. She's got a great new album out and a little bit of heartbreak behind that album. Brand New Day is the name of the album. Let's play a song from that album, then we'll get talking with E.G. Kite on GLT's Talkin' Blues.
I know it's looking dark on your side of the road, and you need someone to help lighten your load. Don't give up. Help is on the way.
Help is on the way.
It's right around the corner. Have faith, don't be afraid. You made me feeling lower than a rattlesnake. You're crawling in the mud, can't seem to find your way.
Don't give up.
What to do to lift your heavy burden and take care of you. No matter where you are or where you've been, just take him by the hand and let him be your friend. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Let the good Lord do his
Don't
thing.
Give up. Let the good Lord do his thing.
Before you know it, your spirit will be soaring.
He knows you're hurting and so confused.
Just give it all to the Lord and turn it loose.
Don't give up.
Just let him do his thing.
Don't give up. Let him do his thing.
Soon your spirit will be soaring again.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Just let the good Lord do his thing.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Soon your spirit will be soaring again.
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Just let the good Lord do his thing.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Soon
your spirit.
That's from the album A New Day. It's our guest, E.G. Kite. The name of the song is Don't Give Up, and you're listening to GLT's Talkin' Blues. E.G. Kite, it's great to have you on the air with us again. It sounds since last time you've had some issues, and any new day is a good day for you.
It is. It is. I got pretty scared there for a while since my last release. I had a near-death experience, I guess you'd say, probably caused by a mosquito bite, and I got meningitis and encephalitis, which I still have some effects from the encephalitis. But you know what? I didn't think for a while I'd be able to make another CD, so I called this CD my miracle CD.
Well, what was it like? Do you still have it, or
is it
cured?
No, it goes away. But what happens? The encephalitis, what it is infection in the meat of the brain, and the meningitis is in the fluid around the brain. It just did, I think it just done some, the infection done a little damage, so everything's having to reroute around that area. But I believe what it probably done was tap into something deeper, you know, as far as my writing and music, you know, after I was able to do it again.
Wow, that's pretty scary.
It was very scary there for a while. I couldn't, you know, when I first came home from the hospital, I couldn't read or couldn't even write my name. You know, it was scary, and it took a little over a year before I could write another song.
Holy smokes, and that's what you do for a living. That must be...
And that's what I do for a living, and that's, you know, been my whole life.
Well, does the opening track on the album, Holdin' On, sort of document how you've been dealing with that since?
Exactly. I wrote that. When you listen to the CD, you can almost pick out the songs that's been written since my illness. Yes, holding on is for anybody who may be going through a life-changing experience somehow. I hope it's, you know, will inspire them to hold on.
Life can be easy, or it can be so hard. You never know what deal you get. It's all written in the cards. I've been in deep water, not knowing it was over my head. One day I was sad. Got another shot. When the sun came up and warmed my face, it felt so good to have another day. Now I'm holding on, still holding on. Life is so much sweeter. I'm glad I'm here to tell you that. I'm a true believer.
The opening track to the new album, A New Day. That's E.G. Kite with Holdin' On, and this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. Well, I want to ask you about a lady you worked with on this album a little bit, but you worked with her on her previous album. That's Lisa Bialas, and we talked to Lisa about her album, Bellow the Blues, a little while back, and she couldn't praise you enough. But she made an appearance on this album as a co-writer of the Graveyard Dead Blues.
Yeah.
My fun question to you is, who wrote that song, and who is the one getting wronged here? I was just coming from a real-life thing, or is it
Well, you know, no, we actually made that story up. She came down to Tennessee to do some dates with me a while back, And I invited my co-writer, Tom Horner, who's written many, many of my songs for my CDs with me, over. And we were just having a fun time, and I came up with this outrageous idea to write something called Graveyard Dead. It means, you know, if you do me wrong, you're going to be graveyard dead. It was just funny. And, you know, I wanted something funny and really bluesy, and that's what we came up with.
Well, it's a really, it reminded me of a friend of mine who lives in New York City who... Her, I don't know if it was a husband or a fiancé at the time, must have been a fiancé at the time, was, I think, doing her wrong. And she talked about how she pulled all the paint buckets out of the closet and, well, just kind of took the buckets and repainted the walls, like, within 10 seconds, you know? And that's the lyrics sort of reminded me of that. It's like, you wronged me, and you are a dead man.
Yeah, well, you know, that could happen. If you ever cheat or beat on me, you're going to wish you were graveyard dead.
I'm just a simple woman. I ain't hard to understand. I'm just a simple woman, I ain't hard to understand. I can make this shack a home, make you a real happy man. There's two things to remember before we tie the knot. There's just two things to remember before we tie the knot. If you ever cheat or beat on me, you might get yourself buckshot. I got a stick broom in my kitchen and a big old frying pan. I got a stick broom in my kitchen and a big old frying pan. Behave yourself and be my loving
Dead Blues. That is our guest, E.G. Kite, on GLT's Talking Blues. Well, let's talk about Lisa for just a bit. You produced her album, Belle of the Blues, and that's an album that sounds like the two of you had a whole lot of fun working on as well.
Oh, we did. In fact, she had one out prior to that called Just Like Honey. and I worked on both of those with her. And she is just a joy to work with, so much fun and so easy to work with. It came at a time, you know, where it was just good for me at the time, too, to have something, you know, different to do.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, you're known as a singer-songwriter, but you do some producing. How much do you enjoy that role, or how much do you enjoy taking a break from singer-songwriter to being producing somebody else?
When she first asked me, I was kind of thought, oh, I don't know if I can produce anybody but myself, because I've had Paul Hornsby, who's one of the great producers, in, you know, around Georgia and the South with Marshall Tucker and Charlie Daniels and all, and I've learned so much from him. Well, he helped me when I decided I would do it. You know, it turned out to be a lot of fun. I spent a lot of time looking for songs and then putting the players together. It was a great experience for me, and I really hope I get to do it again.
Do you feel like you get to stretch your wings a little bit and do some things maybe you weren't sure that you could do?
Yeah, you do get to spread your wings, and you get to try out different things that you probably wouldn't do on your own. I guess the thought process of working for somebody else and coming up with different ideas, trying to make it different from what, you know, I've done on my own, it was just an amazing experience.
Well, let's give a listen to one of the songs on that particular album I'm talking about, Bella the Blues. Well, let's do one of the songs that you wrote that she recorded. How's that?
That sounds good.
All right. This is from the latest release from Lisa Bialas, who our guest E.G. Kite produced. And this is GLT's Talkin' Blues. That's the Lisa Bialas album, produced by our guest E.G. Kite. A little bit more about the illness you just went through. How did that illness affect how you put this album together and how you're looking at writing and performing today?
It really changed my life, and it's continuing to change my life. You know, I still have good days and bad days, but it seems that it enhanced my music. When lyrics started coming to me, after all this, it was over a year, and I thought, what if I don't ever write another song? I was sitting in church, and these lyrics just started coming in my head, and I didn't have anywhere to write them down, and the preacher was preaching and preaching and preaching, and I wanted them to dismiss the service where I could get in my car and drive home, and I mean, I came home fast and went to writing. To me, my lyrics have been stronger. Feel my music more now. My doctor even told me, he said, you need to be on the stage, don't you? Yeah.
Tomorrow will be Tuesday and Wednesday, not much better. It's easier come Thursday, 'cause Friday we'll be together till Sunday. Once again, stay.
Another guest you have on this album is a really underrated vocalist, Greg Nagy.
Greg and I met at the Blues Music Awards in the lobby of the hotel. I guess it's been about 3 years ago. In fact, my last CD, Lip Service, came out on Vizitone, and he had one released the same day. So they sent our CDs out together. And then we met right after that. I was somewhere, and I heard him sing. And I thought, Lord, I got to get that boy on my next CD. I have just got to sing with him. And I asked him about it. He said, oh, you want me to sing? You know, like, he don't think he's a good singer. And to me, he's wonderful.
Oh, man. Well, Bad Times is the song that the two of you sang together on this album. It's the one you wrote along with Tom Horner and Ann Rapson. Can you talk a little bit about the song itself?
Well, Ann Rapson, a few years ago, came down to Tennessee to do some shows with me, and we sit around and wrote some songs. For about 3 days, she and I and Tom just sit around just writing songs. That particular song was also on Sapphire's last CD. But it has special meaning to know that Ann had part of it. You know, she was playing the Ray Charles-type piano on it. She's a very talented blues lady.
From E.G. Kite's new album with special guest vocalist Greg Nagy, this is Bad Times on GLT's Talkin' Blues.
We had some bad times. Oh, they were sad times. We've been down and out and had our share of pain. We held on to faith. There'd come a day when we'd see sunshine through the rain.
We walked through the fire. That kept us going all the while, knowing these words of wisdom we've been told. The bad times make the good times better.
The bad times make
times be here for
Bad Times. The new album is A New Day. It's E.G. Kite. She's our guest here on GLT's Talkin' Blues. I love the Hammond B3 on any kind of music, and I love it on a blues album, and you've got it displayed pretty prominently on here. Is this an instrument that's partial to you, or do you use it occasionally, or, you know, how do you feel about the B3 or the organ?
Well, it really fills up some space to make it beautiful sometimes, and when I'm recording with Paul Hornsby, who played with the Almonds and was so big in the Southern Rock movement. And he plays beautiful B3 Hammond. Then I had Randall Bramlett come in, and he played B3 Hammond on one. And then my own touring band, Mike Harrell, plays beautiful B3 Hammond and keyboard. So I had such great, giant players. I had to use it. Plus, I felt like the songs needed it. It gave it the feel that I was looking for.
Well, it's a great feel. It's a great album. E.G. Kite, it's great to catch up with you again. Congratulations on a new day. It's a wonderful release.
Thank you so much. Like I said, it's my little miracle CD, and it means a whole lot to me, I tell you.
I've been walking the floor and talking to myself about where I went wrong and why he would want someone else. I can't sleep, and my bed feels like a tombstone. Wish he would come back. And I had it so bad, but now all I do is sit around and cry. I've had time to think it over, now I've come to realize that moving on is the thing to do. I'd be wrong to keep my own in the blues. Maybe one day I'll forget. A new dawn.